It's been a rough couple of years for the University of Wyoming, where budget cutting, layoffs, and reorganization have been themes. Lately, the focus has been on less stressful ventures, like enhancing STEM teaching, diversity, and a variety of initiatives. One issue for University of Wyoming President Lori Nichols is to try to address the lack of faculty and staff pay raises. She begins our conversation by saying that those raises should be here in July.
When we went through the budget reduction last year, I tried to be very transparent and open about this, that as we took that cut, we went a little deeper than we needed to just to meet the minimum state block grant reduction. And part of the reason we did that was I was trying very hard to build in a salary increase, which we need to fund ourselves. So this is an internally funded salary increase that we worked to build in as we went. And you know, knock on wood, we were successful in getting enough funds built into that we can roll a salary increase if the board would approve it this year.
Okay, and so that would be sometime in July?
Actually, we'll probably ask the board to approve that in March, and then the salary increase would go into effect July 1.
A couple things I want to ask you about. One is maybe update some of the listeners on the science initiative. I know that's a big thing, and we're starting to see some headway there. Could you tell us what's going on there and maybe just refresh folks' memory about what this is?
So the building is kind of the third building, if you will, on Lewis Street that builds out our STEM corridor. The first, of course, was the NZ STEM building, and then that was followed by what's being built right now, the engineering building, and the third will be the Science Initiative building. And that really will complete the strong focus and what I'd call really enhancement around STEM education at the University of Wyoming. The building is a $100 million building, very state-of-the-art. It has a beautiful active learning classroom in it for up to 200 students. So this would be a great enhancement in terms of our classrooms. But in addition to that, it's a great amount of it is research. It's a big research facility that will enhance our interdisciplinary cutting-edge research around the life sciences.
Visiting with the University of Wyoming President Lori Nichols, you recently hired someone to look after a new diversity initiative that you've got here on campus. What are you after in that? What's the end goal here?
The end goal is to make sure that we have a campus and a university that is diverse, that is open and inclusive, where students from all backgrounds are welcome and in fact feel welcomed on our campus. So that's really the end goal. What our chief diversity officer is working on right now, well, she's working on a plan, a five-year plan for us to really build diversity on this campus. But she's also looking at our policies, our processes, our programming, and making sure that wherever we may have voids, that we're really filling those in now so that we have a very, very complete diversity program for this university.
Is it more about addressing students' needs, or is it also making sure that we have people of color and that kind of thing teaching here?
It's both. We want to make sure that we're recruiting students that come from diverse backgrounds, including students of color, but also even more diverse than that. It considers age, religion, political perspective, the whole thing. So we really want to make sure we have students that are diverse and that we're supporting all students on this campus. But we also want to make sure we're recruiting faculty and staff that come from diverse backgrounds as well. And when I'm out in Wyoming, I say this, is that this is as important for Wyoming students as it is for anyone else, because our students will go out and they will live and work in a very diverse global world. And we have to make sure we're preparing them well.
I want to ask you about a topic that's been in the news. It's certainly on my mind because it was a problem at NPR here recently, and certainly we've been hearing a lot more about it, but sexual harassment issues. And how prepared are we to deal with some of these things? Or it's certainly popping up more and more, unfortunately.
It certainly is. You know, I think we're quite prepared to deal with it, but we can always be better. So I know when I came in, I pulled together a group and I just said, regardless of where you think we're at as a campus, I would like to do more. I think that we need to continually work on education, on prevention, on intervention, making sure that we're doing absolutely everything we can and should be doing as a campus. And so we have a No More campaign going. We're in fact just working right now on rolling out a new initiative on that in the next few weeks around the last football game. So we're constantly working on trying to make sure we keep it kind of in the public, and we're talking about it and we're educating students and faculty and staff on it as we go.
Let's shift our attention a little bit to the economy and economic development. And one of the things that I know the governor mentioned when he spoke with you a year ago last summer is, having you involved in his Endow program, looking at diversifying our economy. Where are we with that? Have we set something up to get this rolling, or did we tell him to go to hell, or I don't know what we said?
No, we're working on it. We do see ourselves as being part of the Endow initiative. Obviously not the whole thing by any stretch, but a piece of it. And so as we've had conversations with the people who are leading the Endow initiative, including the governor, part of what we have talked about, well, there's kind of three things I can touch on. One is that as a state, we need an educational attainment goal. That is, we need to raise the educational profile in the state and make sure that we have even more educated individuals that would be prepared for the workplace that we envision for the future. So that's one. A second one, of course, is making sure that we're producing the right kinds of graduates out of this university. And quite honestly, the community colleges are having similar conversation, so that we're producing students who are ready to go to work in Wyoming and be prepared to take jobs in Wyoming. And some of these will be newly created jobs as we go. And then the third piece we're working on right now is really infusing a very strong culture of entrepreneurship and innovation on our campus. And so we're working on a plan right now that will roll out a university-wide concept for how we can really create a stronger ecosystem of innovation and entrepreneurship, including working with our faculty so that as they do their research in the labs or out in the field, and as they have innovations, research that can turn into more commercial products, we are ready to work with them. And so we need to up our game in that regard a bit too, and we're working on that.
We certainly have had some success stories coming out of this university, but is this an effort where you're hoping to increase that by a couple fold?
Yes, that's the idea, is to build on successes, and you're absolutely right. We've had some real success stories out of the university that have commercialized and done well, but wherever we're at, we need to think about doubling that. So, and it's going to take real effort to get there, so we know that we've got to really up our game in terms of the kinds of education and support and even policies, quite honestly, that we have at this campus that really help our faculty when they have a discovery of some kind in the lab, that they have a very a smooth process by which they can access so that it can move more smoothly out into commercialization. Right now, it's still a little bumpy, if you will, just because we don't necessarily have the infrastructure we need to help faculty.
Do you see this as a situation where the entrepreneurship ties in really neatly with the diversifying the economy effort? Because, as you said, you're trying to get students to maybe stay here in the state, but if there's no jobs for them.
Right, yes, and that's exactly right. We really see this effort as a way to diversify the economy in that these smaller startup companies that we would envision coming out of this more entrepreneurial university would, in fact, start to introduce some businesses, industry services to the economy that we may not have right now in Wyoming.
University of Wyoming President Lori Nichols, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bob.